Armadoxy for today, models. Jesus invites us to perfection. The invitation in itself is overwhelming. The definition of being human implies imperfection. How then can we strive for something that is unattainable? What is this unrealistic expectation all about? In the same passage that we've been looking at this week, read on the Sunday of expulsion, Jesus says, "Unless your righteousness exceeds the righteousness of the scribes and Pharisees, you will by no means enter the kingdom of heaven." The scribes and Pharisees were learned men of the law who knew scripture by heart, what we may call the deep dive details. They knew the intricacies of the law. Definitely, final jeopardy would be a cinch for them. Yet Jesus was not satisfied with their approach to their faith. For them, faith had become a ritual without meaning. And as the saying goes, familiarity breeds contempt. And it seemed they were all too familiar with the rule of the law to the point that it had lost meaning for them. The Armenian Church identifies saints as humans who have risen to the challenge of life. And as such, they are models, examples for our life. Today I offer this one prayer meditation from St. Gregory of Narek for our focus and to ask the hard question about our faith, your faith. How do you describe your relationship with God? St. Gregory of Narek writes, "Faith, that happy and favored word, which lasts forever untarnished and unbounded, honored together with charity and hope, brings the rewards of truly clear vision, perfect wisdom, acquaintance with God, and familiarity with the Exalted. For if the faith of a mustard seed can cast a great mountain into the depths of the sea, then truly we should accept it as the first step towards eternal life. Faith, this simple and clear form of worship, means setting aside doubt to see the future and hidden with the eye of the soul. Faith is honored in a glorious trinity with charity and hope. For if you view these three as distinct aspects of one and the same mystery, you shall forever be magnified in God. And if you believe, you shall love and through love have hope in his unseen rewards. Glory to him forever. Amen." Today, engage in one act that demonstrates your faith, and fast or abstain from that which ritualizes your faith to the point of meaninglessness. Red cabbage slaw is on the menu today. You'll find the recipe in the show notes. Enjoy, and we'll continue tomorrow.
Apostle.net, apostolic evangelism for an electronic and expanding universe.
Hi, this is Ken for Apostle.net. It's the Lenten season, and we have all types of resources for you, including several Lenten journeys prepared by Father Voskin. Search on the site, and you'll find what you're looking for. Sign up for the newsletter to receive updates, and sign up to have these daily messages delivered to your inbox. Today's message was part of the current series, Lenten Trinity, and each message builds on the messages from the days before. May God bless you with strength and diligence as you follow the series. Apostle is apostolic evangelism for an electronic world.